92.5. Comedians Damien Clark, Shane Daniel Byrne are here in the studio with me, even though they are
Jen's friends.
Just friends.
Harsh. It's harsh.
Afric's friends.
I know.
People you have friends now by proxy.
I know. That's the way to do it. You just collect them
by proxy.
That's the way to do it. Lads, I want to talk to you about some of the stuff that was going on in the show during the week, right? First of all, Wednesday's show, callers were in touch about the times they were caught in a lie as teenagers. Shane, how many times did you get caught having a free gaff party?
Like every time. We were so thick, we thought we could always get away with this. We're like, my parents would be in Wexford and we'd be like, oh yeah, we'll have a party. Like, my brother texted me one time on the Saturday of the bank holiday weekend and was like, we're having a party tomorrow, invite everyone. And me and my cousin were like, okay, grand. We had a party on the Sunday night. They're coming home the Monday. Like, that's yeah, I know, so stupid.
How are you going to clean that up?
Well, we thought we knew how to, but like, when you're that age, like, if you text one person when you're 17 and say, you can come to this house and you can drink in it, like, if you build it, they will come. Like,
yeah,
they come from all over the city.
Was this one of those MySpace parties you heard about on the news?
No, it wasn't quite like that. We were more well behaved than that. But like, we thought, like, we had those red tiles in the kitchen, and you know, like, if you spill beer, it's going to turn black.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
were just like kind of swept up. And we let people smoke in all over the
house. I used to do that.
We're like, it's fine, we'll open the window.
What are
you talking about?
I was like, because my mom smoked. And I was like, well, she'll never know.
Yeah, she'll never know that 40 other people were smoking.
They're not my jump player blues, those are these.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's wild. But you ended up hosting a party kind of by mistake, didn't
well,
you?
Yeah, that same party, like that one, my brother was like, he said, organise a party. And then the next day, I said to him, I was like, so who did you invite? And he's like, which? And I was like, you said we're having a party. He's like, oh, I forgot about that. I'm not doing that. So me and my younger cousin, we were the younger ones, and we organised the big party. But we, like, I don't know why you think you can get away with it. My parents weren't even annoyed. They're just kind of like, you're stupid.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Why did you think this would work? And then my mom like cleaned up like a proper mom clean.
Oh, like, it's the only way.
Yeah, you have to. Sometimes that's necessary.
Yes.
Just painted the kitchen floor black.
Yeah,
just from
yeah,
all the
yeah,
beer.
Exactly.
The end of that. I think the midwife teaches them how to clean a house like that. So
that
as soon as you become a mom,
deep
that's
clean it.
You can do it and do the deep clean. Scrubbed.
A scrub.
That's
my mom
would say. As if there was a home birth. Clean everything.
Absolutely. You're there with ripping sheets and boiling water and all that kind of stuff. 100%. Damien, your lies were even worse.
Were they?
But karma came back to bite you quite badly.
Look, I never
did. Quite sad.
I never did homework. I hated homework. So I'd already used them. My dog ate it. You know, because that was classic. But then, so I said to him, I didn't do my history homework. So I said to my teacher that my dog passed away, right? And she understood, you know, because she has a dog. And we used to talk about our dogs. So I had a good few weeks of just doing nothing, which was great. But then my real dog got sick.
No.
So karma. And then it was old anyway. But then he passed away. So then I had to, then when I told the truth, it was boy who cried wolf or boy who cried dog.
Exactly.
She was like, oh yeah, my dog died. My new dog died.
So
she was like,
no.
"This guy, I'm gonna have to report you."
Yeah, did you get in trouble?
To the animal protection.
Yeah, exactly. What's going on?
We live near a main road. What do you expect?
Yeah,
yeah. So that
did
was.
Did you get? So you, did you get in a bit of trouble for that?
No, she believed me both times. Even though it was only the one time that was true.
Wow. Okay.
But she could tell how broken up I was the second time, so she must have just thought he didn't like the first dog. He really warmed to the second dog really quick.
Really crazy.
My rebound. We called him rebound.
He was very close with that second
very
dog.
Close
really close.
Dog, yeah.
But
my
I still never got to do homework, which is
you
good.
You
can
That's lie the about homework. If any young people are listening, right? I mean, don't do this, but do. If you don't do your homework or you just like forget or something, just go up to the teacher just before the class and say, sorry, sir, I was just really confused by that last night. I didn't really know what that was.
Oh, my God.
And if you go up real sweet and nice, they'll be like, don't worry about it. Don't worry.
We're going to cover it.
And then they'll just cover it. And then, yeah, we'll go over it again today. And then you just get away with it. I did that so many times.
Wow.
That's perfect. You know what I would do if I was a kid in school now? I would just, you know, play the mental health card nonstop. Because I was, little did I know, I was just freaking out all the time at home going, I don't understand any of this!
And it turns out that I do have a lot of mental health issues.
Yeah!
Do you know what I mean? It turns out that everybody does.
I just had an anxiety attack while I was staring at the paper at home.
Yes.
But I'll do my schoolwork in school with you helping me. That's honestly what schoolwork is for. Please,
exactly. Yeah,
help me.
Exactly. It's a good shout. That takes some balls though, Shane, in fairness, to go up to a teacher and just be very, it just, when he's just really,
yeah,
very
but
confused.
The thrill, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's like a roller coaster. It's like, this may not work. You know, it's like you're waiting. You know that precious moment where you wait, maybe the teacher's not in? You know that thing, maybe they're not here and you're the last class on the corridor, and then
yes,
suddenly they spin the corner and your
horrific
stomach drops.
Yeah.
But that's it. It's the roller coaster. You know, live by the sword, die by the sword. You've got to go for it.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you as well. We were talking on Monday. Listeners got in touch with their best dad jokes, and there were a few decent efforts. As professional comedians, what are your opinions on dad jokes, Shane?
I think, do you know what? There's this whole thing, everyone's like, oh, they're so bad, bloody dad jokes or whatever.
They're great.
Well, actually,
so
that
wholesome
moment, there's wholesomeness in it. But actually, the point of a dad joke is not actually for witty humour.
No.
It's actually so your dad can annoy you. That's a dad's favourite thing
yep
is to annoy you. And every time that you groan and you roll your eyes, he's delighted with himself.
He's achieved his goal.
He wins. Mm-hmm. So the dads keep winning and everyone is just going to, it's a prophecy that will fulfil itself again and again. You are a dad. Do you do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you a dad joke man?
Yeah, but you're right. It's not to get a laugh. It's just, but they're usually well timed dad jokes.
True.
It's always when there's nothing going on. Life is just monotonous. You slip in a little dad joke.
Lovely.
There.
Brightens everyone's day.
Yeah, sheep with no legs, a cloud. Bang. Yeah. Never saw it coming. Out of nowhere.
Shane, tell me about your dad, because he was more of a catchphrase man.
Well, he has like set jokes that we're all familiar with over the years. We know you can predict what jokes he'll do. Like if you say something into the family WhatsApp, like obviously it'll take him about 45 minutes to reply.
Of course.
Anyway, so
with the thumb,
it says typing.
Yeah. Dad is typing
with the thumbs up.
I don't know
okay
what like it's so clear. Or he'll say something like, "I'm not getting you. I think I have you muted." I was like, "No, you don't. You don't. I'm not muted. You just can't see the thing." Anyway, but like so. One time that we had, there was two of my brother's girlfriends were over, and someone was talking about this Baileys that was flavoured like almond.
Oh,
almond
yeah,
flavor.
I remember those.
Yeah. Yeah, and then someone said, oh, we had this lovely almondy Baileys. And we all knew it was coming, but he went, ooh, almondy Baileys. I think I used to go out with her. Right? And we were all like, there it is, like ready for it. But the two girls hadn't heard this before and they thought it was hilarious.
Aww.
And they burst out laughing. And I've never, like, I think he was happier than the birth of his own children.
He was so overjoyed.
And especially making girls laugh is better. That's more valuable.
Better.
That's more valuable.
For sure.
So absolutely chuffed.
I'm really happy for your dad that happened.
Yeah, shout out. My dad's called Jake. Nobody else's dad is called Jake.
Jake.
You show me a dad called Jake, I tell you.
That's like a villain in a 90s sitcom name.
Michael Fry said it's like having a dad called Chad.
It's ahead of his time, Jake.
It's a great name. Damien, tell me about, we talked about modern fatherhood as well on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about how great you are.
Oh, like...
are you brilliant?
I'm a good dad because I don't work during the day. You just need to be attentive, don't you?
Yeah.
Like
that's
kids' currency, paying attention to them, right?
Just want
so
attention.
I do that and I'm good. But I was thinking about this. If I was doing this same fatherhood in, say, the 80s or 90s, I probably would have won awards. Like the way parents parent now, if you did that back in time, homie, like just say, for instance, I was tying my kid's shoelace, helping him. He's six and I had a cigarette hanging out my mouth. Today, like, people would look at me scoffing, going, oh my God, what a horrible father. If I was doing the exact same thing in the 80s, they'd be like, what a role model citizen.
Without the fag. All you have to do is remove the cigarette.
Yeah, not saying that I've done that, but just casing point. In the 80s, they'd be like, this dad is fantastic. He's helping with the shoelaces. He's present. He knows who his father is. Like, it's really good, isn't it?
Brilliant. Shane, your dad was ahead of his time with his name, obviously.
Yeah.
Was he modern?
Like a modern man. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was. My dad made the dinners.
Wow.
He did lots of dinners, did the school lunches.
Oh.
Every morning he made, even when we were like grown up, like proper, should have making our own lunches, he was still making them.
Ah.
He did all that. And my mom was like, we were kind of had role reversal. We had a very progressive childhood.
Very progressive.
But my mom was like big football fan, like a proper, you know the way sometimes people pretend they're football fans. But she was like a proper fan, Leeds United woman, played football all her life. Like, I think she was playing it when she was pregnant. I think she should have probably stopped. But anyway, it was the 80s. It was a different time.
Different time.
Different time.
You could smoke a fag in the child's face. Yes. You could play football pregnant, whatever. time. But yeah, we were like ahead of the curve. So we, I don't have those.
Wow. That was a very modern role reversal there. Like the traditional gender.
Go on, Jake.
Yeah.
Go on, Jake. Yeah. Jake's getting a lot of love, yeah.
Give a fella a modern name, and I tell you, anything...
Look, I'm happy with all this modern fathers being very nice and kind to their children, and they're so proud of themselves having a child. I do think, could they, for a few minutes, shut up about it?
Yeah.
Like, I just... Yeah. Like, oh, it changes your life. You won't know till you have kids. Shut up. Like, do you know who else had kids? Every single other person in the history of the world.
Very
like,
true.
That's who also had kids. And then suddenly men are like... What I decided to do was like the child. Well, revolutionary.
Thank
Amazing.
God.
Amazing.
Follow your instinct.
The child was crying and I picked him up. He needed that comfort. Yeah, yeah. We know, yeah. You're not the first person to discover this.
There was a bit of that on Wednesday because we were talking about, like, does this guy want a bloody medal? Like,
I saw a guy on Twitter and he had his Twitter bio was, you know, people put up like, oh, I'm a dad, teacher, whatever, and in no particular order. And he put up...
Is Damien checking his Twitter bio?
It's not you, Damien.
I'm blocked from Twitter. That's how good a dad I am.
Oh, nice. The guy just had father in that order.
Oh, God. Gross.
I blocked him. He didn't even follow me. I don't follow him, but I blocked him. I was like, I never want to see this man again.
Just in case he'd ever run into him, 100%. Lads, we're going to talk about job interviews in just a few minutes' time because people were talking about getting to grips with job interviews. On Thursday, we're going to take a really quick break and we'll be back with more Jen's Friends straight after these. Friends. Just Friends. It is Jen's Friends. It's African for Jen today. I'm with you until 12 o'clock. Shane, Daniel Byrne and Damien Clark. Join me for Jen's Friends today. Afric's acquaintances, Afric's pals, whatever it is that we're calling it. You know?
Colleagues.
Sure, colleagues.
It's a collegiate.
Close acquaintances.
It's a collegiate relationship.
People Afric may know.
People, yeah, absolutely. That I'll recognise in the street in future. Thursday's show, we're talking about job interviews. Damien, talk to me about job interviews that have gone arse ways for you.
Oh, God. Usually I was okay in a job interview. It's actually with a job I was bad at. But I went for... when I first moved here, I saw an ad advertised in, you know, Airfield Farm in Dundrum.
Yeah.
It was
beautiful.
Like a job for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Working on a farm in a city. That's the best, isn't it? That's the best of both worlds. I'm like... And I grew up on a lot of farms. I've milked cows. I've shaved sheep. I've shaved them. I didn't shear them. I shaved them.
And
I made
called
them really
sheeps.
Good. And called them sheeps. So I know my aminals, okay?
Yeah.
So I got into an interview, right? And it was going well. I thought I could blag it with my accent, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes, "Are you? How are you at lambing, right?" Which I didn't know what lambing was. Turns out it's when you're helping a sheep's give birth to a baby sheep's, right? So I was like, I thought lambing was something to do with like cooking, right? So I was like, oh, I'm really good. You know, if you marinate it a long time,
oh,
meat falls off the bone, that kind of thing. And they were like, no, that's when you like, you help the ewe give
the
birth
lady.
To the lamb
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
and I was
yeah.
like, are you talking to me? No. So obviously they knew I was lying straight away. So I didn't get the job. And I've been there so many times since.
So do you go up as a visitor now?
And yeah, and I just hope they don't remember me.
Think about what might have been.
They've got a restaurant next to the farm. I'm like, of course lambing must be, you know, do they have lamb sandwiches and stew? Maybe.
It does sound great, though. It does sound
it's such a good place. Yeah.
Oh, my God. To work on a farm in the middle of Dundrum is actually ideal.
Turns out it's really hard to do. I'm glad I didn't get the job.
Yeah, fair. Very hard job.
They really know what they're doing. Very and you got to get up early, which is not me.
Yeah,
it's not mine.
Not for us.
Well,
no. For us.
Greta Thunberg can bring her sheep into Stephen's Green now if she wants.
That's right.
She has the freedom of the city.
So Greta and Bono can just bring
And Duncan Stewart.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The lads, we've conferred with the freedom of the city the other
she
day.
She should put her money where her mouth is.
She shouldn't even come to the bloody ceremony.
If sheep ate seagulls, that would be two problems solved.
It would solve a lot
if
of problems.
If she ate them?
No, not Greta. Well, if Greta could eat. No, if sheep
getting
could
off track.
Eat seagulls.
Oh, if they could graze on. No, we're getting off track, but let's stay on this. No, I think the
stay
public need to talk about this. Can sheep, text in. 51552. We're listening for your calls. We're ready to go. We'll put you on air. Can a sheep eat a seagull? Like the people who used to live on the Blasket Islands. Peg Stairs vibes.
Should the face size. Shane, can I ask you about your job interviews?
Look, I'd love to have a funny anecdote about job interviews. Unfortunately, I'm just excellent at them. And I sailed through every interview I've done in my life.
What tips would you give somebody?
I think who, everyone needs
as somebody who sailed through every job interview you've ever
that
had.
If you're not sure what they're asking you, don't make it up. Like, don't just go, well, don't just try and answer. Like, you can ask them, don't be afraid to go, can you rephrase the question? I had this one guy who may or may not have been a bit drunk, to be honest. It was a bit of a sad story, but I don't know. But he was like, he was making no sense. And I had to go, I had to say, like, sorry, can you rephrase the question? And in the end, the other lady actually stepped in and answered the question for him. But I think don't be afraid to turn the tables on them. They're not interviewing you. You're interviewing them. How about that?
Yeah.
How
are you at Lambing?
Exactly.
How are you at Lambing?
You tell me, Grania. You tell me.
Like, really good, actually. The bit that throws me always is do you have anything that you'd like to ask us at the end?
How much money?
I'm like, how much money are you going to pay?
How many days leave? Yes. Can I have a desk in the corner? I'm
Can I take
the window,
one day off?
Which is the best toilet to poo in?
Yeah.
Like, let's go. Let's go. Who should I avoid? Who's the worst in here? Who's horrible?
Who
like,
would you
let,
give
let me know.
A two in personality?
You have more questions than they've asked you. Exactly. Have you got one question for us at the end?
Just keep going.
See, 45 minutes later, still there.
Yeah,
exactly.
Turns out I don't want this job. I don't like the answers.
I want to talk to you as well about TMI, too much information. Okay, so because on Tuesday we all heard about Adele's jock itch wearing Spanx in the desert heat in Vegas. I can actually think of nothing worse than having to wear Spanx in desert heat.
Is jock itch chub rub? Is that?
It wouldn't be. I'd say it's a cousin, a chub rub.
Okay.
I would say that.
Chub rub's cousin.
Yeah, yeah, chub rub's cousin.
In the Scouts, we used to call that the wolf. I don't know who named it, but they called it the wolf. And I tell you, I did, not to drop, not to brag or anything, but I did the Camino one time. Maybe this is TMI.
That
I'll
is
do some TMI.
Brag.
Yeah,
go
no
on.
Big deal. Whatever. Anyway, look, I walked 900 kilometers from France to the ocean. No big deal. But I did get that chub rub, and it was dreadful, and it's extremely painful.
And
then I learned I was in Spain, so Vaseline.
Nice.
Vaseline.
To English speakers like yourselves. I every morning started that, like, you're on this pilgrimage, and every morning I would start by slathering Vaseline every single day. And I did that. I finished it was no chub rub anymore. And I finished in whatever, the middle of September.
Uh-huh.
The skin in my crotch was beautifully smooth.
Silky.
Right through till Easter.
Glistening.
Right the way through till Easter. You could have, I tell you, I could have, I don't know what I was
going to say. Vaseline el crocho.
It's only the afternoon. I really hope my parents aren't listening.
Have you ever tried cycling shorts?
Yeah, that's what I did at the start, and it didn't work.
Didn't
so
work,
I
didn't
think
us.
That is a myth. Vaseline.
Listen,
lube yourself up.
You've cracked it. Lube yourself up. Vaseline.
Festival season is on, people. Lube yourself up every morning in the tent.
There's going to be a lot of denim shorts. Get the Vaseline.
Damien, what is your approach? Because listeners called and texted about what was and was not too much information. What is your approach to, like, too much information? Do you get... Are you a squeamish guy? Do you want to know? Do you give a lot?
Yeah,
do you give a lot away?
I want to know. Like, if you've got something terrible to say, just say it. But be warned, because if you say something and it sticks in your memory, say you're talking about your colonic irrigation for too long, right?
Uh-huh, that's uh-huh.
You're just going to be known as Colonic Michael for the rest of your life.
Mm. Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like that. If you tap into your brain with something horrible. Yeah. It might stick on you forever. So just be warned. If it's TMI, that might be your name.
Particularly in this
TMI
country,
Tony.
Where you get a nickname for, like, wearing a hat once in 2002. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
What about, like, if you're hearing an intimate story and you know the other person in a couple?
Oh, yeah.
That's rough.
You can only tell intimate stories if you don't know who they're talking
uh-huh.
about. If they're married or they're... Because then next time you see them...
Yeah.
You're just going to think,
yeah.
you did what together?
Yeah,
I didn't
I
even know who was into that.
Yeah.
How did you clean it off? That kind of thing.
Exactly. You're not
I think this might be a straight people's problem.
Do you think, Shane?
Like, gay people and queer people, we tell all the tea, as it
Are
were.
You what you were, you spill the tea,
I think
no matter
you can
what.
Talk about that. It's only human. It's all natural.
Yeah. And you let people take it or leave it. Straight
yeah.
Like you're
I mean, in
it all
the safe confines of your chosen queer family.
Of course.
Yeah, why not? Happy pride to all.
What about in... Yes, happy pride to all. What about in the workplace? Do you share much?
I think in the workplace, everyone needs to work harder on being quiet.
Yeah.
I think I don't want to know about a big long story. I don't need to know. And then we rang, so we went down to the school and... So they know it's in there. And we said to the principal, and I was kind of thinking, do you know, this isn't the first time. So I said, I don't think Freddie would do that. Anyway, I don't want to know. I don't want to know about your husband's job. I don't want to know about your car insurance.
Yeah.
I think we should all just do our jobs, do our little type.
Quietly.
Send your emails. Yeah. And let's just leave.
Go home.
Let's
yeah.
just leave.
You're dead right. Finally, yesterday, Jen was asking about the right time to move in with a partner, and everybody was like, do it ASAP, right? So, Shane, your moving in experience.
We moved in and we were living there for about 2 months, and then a little thing called the COVID-19 pandemic arrived. And so at a point where you move in together, where you're supposed to be like adjusting and your honeymoon period is ending, we were locked in just together. And like, I remember at the start, people were like, it must be very hard, the lockdown, people living on their own. I was like, that sounds pretty great. I was like, that sounds pretty good. Like, I was like, the hysteria of the whole time as well. Like, he one time, Raymond, he won't mind me saying this, he put the cereal box, which was empty, beside the bin and not in the bin. And I remember ringing my friend. I was like, we're not going to make it through this. He's like, you won't believe what he's done. I was like, because we were just crazy. We all had cabin fever. I was like, he left this year. And she was kind of like, okay, well, maybe you could just put it in the bin. I was like, well, maybe he could. I can't believe this is happening. Whatever. But yeah,
it was fraught. It was fraught.
But, you know, you have to just keep talking about it. We ended up just started saying a little mantra of, you know what? It's hard in the COVID. I was like, yeah, it's hard in the COVID.
We just kept saying
that back and forth.
And you know what? It was hard in the COVID.
It was hard in the COVID.
It really was. Damien, what do you think about moving in with a partner?
Oh, like, yeah, I'd say immediately as well.
Apart from the COVID.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just me. Like, you know, I was like, I'm going to live on my own forever, man.
Yeah.
And then I saw Sandra for the first time. I was like, move in with me right now.
Really?
Let's move away together, you know. And then obviously she didn't because she's normal. But then after a few months, and we got to know each other. And then why pay rent in two places?
Good point.
It's usually a financial decision. Because if we had our way, we would be like two separate mansions next door to each other.
Yeah, for sure.
So you've got your own place, your place or mine. You can play that. And then when you're getting ready to go out, there's a surprise. You're like, ta-da, got
honestly,
new clothes.
Sounds
and
ideal. Yeah.
And then if the dishes pile up, you're like, oh, I'll just go to her house tonight. You know what I mean?
That's how Helena Bonham Carter and Tim Burton have two houses.
That's right.
They have separate.
Do they really?
Yeah. But they're beside each other. But they're just like.
Is this all like creepy black with like big curls?
Yeah, I'd say
definitely.
So. It's a bit prettier. Yeah. Something like that. But
oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. But there's Kate's telling me they're split up now. That's very sad.
Okay, Kate. This isn't a time for bad news. Oh, my God.
Kate!
What's going on,
time
Kate?
For bad news.
Tim Burton is probably reveling in it because he loves depression and stuff, does he?
He loves a bit of depression.
Yeah,
of course he does.
Of course.
Of course he does.
Nightmare on Valentine's Day will be his next film.
Oh, lads, it was such a treat having you in today. Shane Daniel Byrne and Damien Clark, thank you for being my friends. Shane, what are you at the moment? What do you have coming up?
I'm doing previews for The Fringe, so if anyone wants to come see me in Howth, I'm in the Abbey Tavern Friday week, or this day next week. So
fab.
The Abbey Tavern in Howth, I'll see you there.
Amazing. And Damien, what's going on with you at the moment?
A couple of quick plugs.
Go for it.
Shane Daniel Byrne, he will be at the Ivy Gardens, the Paddy Power Comedy Festival.
Fab.
Yeah, so ppcomedyfestival.com.
Yeah.
And in lead up to that, the Crackton Comedy Club have our own TV show, Virgin Media 2, every Wednesday after Love Island.
Unreal.
And if you want to go to the Crackton tonight, we're in Workman's, and tomorrow night we have a Pride special in the Workman's. So
everywhere.
Crackton Comedy Club, look us up.
Unbelievable. Lads, thank you so much. Really enjoyed having you in today. And hopefully I'll see you again soon when Jen decides that she, you know, couldn't be arsed.
She's on leave.
Do you know, she's on leave.